This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply Big Hill Jam 2021 coming up this weekend. And Josh Hill, Zach Pedersen on with us. And I've totally forgot which one of you I have on right now.
Yeah, Josh right now.
All right, perfect.
Josh talking.
Excellent. So tell us about this big event.
So it's a big motocross event. It's round three of the IRC Moto Climb Super Series, which is a hill climb event. We've got all the top hill climb riders in the country coming out. Some of these bikes are running on full nitrous, making like 300 horsepower. They're full custom extended bikes, and it starts out kind of like a motocross track and then tears into a gnarly hill. And so that's one portion of the event. And then we're having a best whip contest with four out of six of the top guys from X Games and a bunch more up and comers that, has just as good of a chance to win. And then we're also having a big pit bike event. So we have over $20,000 in purse money, and it's going to be a great weekend.
So how do we get an event like this that is so big and has got all these big folks come in? And how do we get this in Douglas County?
Well, this is where me and my brother Justin grew up. We grew up here in Douglas County, down here in Yonkawa, and we kind of had to take off for a little bit to go race for Supercross teams and doing all that. And they make you come down to Southern California because that's where the majority of the teams are based. Because in the Supercross starts in January, and as you know, around here it gets a little wet, in December, January. So we have to be down in California to practice and get ready for those events. So, now that we're getting towards the end of our careers, we both still race, and we still do it. We're semi-retired from racing on the pro scene. We still do it, and we've made a lot of awesome friends around the country and around the world. And so we've set up this event to where just bringing them all in to showcase our talents, have some fun, and try to put on a spectacle for the fans.
How did you get involved in motocross to begin with?
Well, I've been doing it since I was 3 years old. My dad used to race. My dad was a pro BMX vert rider back in the 80s for GT and Dyno and all that stuff too. And he rode motorcycles and raced them. And I mean, my first memories are riding dirt bikes, so it's pretty funny.
And talk about, I understand there's something tied in with Monster Energy and big things they're doing with this too.
Yeah, Monster Energy has been one of my longtime sponsors. I've been with them since before it was even Monster Energy. So it's great to have their involvement. They came in last year, and we made a big we just had a YouTube video last year that we put out where I invited all my friends out. And last year with all the COVID restrictions and everything, we didn't want to have fans and put people at risk that way. So we decided we were just going to have it be a closed event last year, and we made a YouTube video out of it. And it's Big Hill Jam. You can find it on Monster Energy's YouTube if you want to check it out. And we just had a lot of fun, and people enjoyed it. So this year we decided we were going to open it up to 1,000 spectators and see what happens.
And talk about the facility where you're doing this at.
So where we're doing that is basically me and Justin's childhood home here right off the I-5 freeway in Yonkawa. And we've just over the years had a big dirt bike track out here. And the last few years we've just been revamping it and kind of just making it the funnest place ever to ride motorcycles, or at least in my opinion. So this year we had A1 Rental down in Sutherland helped us out, getting us some equipment to get the place really nice and tuned up. And we've just been going all out on it, making sure we water it, getting it prepped, and trying to bring in some new obstacles.
I imagine there's a lot of work that goes into really spiffing up a track and making it first class.
I've been pretty much living in a dozer for the last couple of months, and I'm so excited that it's finally here. It's coming together. People are pulling up, and they're really excited about it. It's a real progressive course. I'm excited. The hill climb is going to be It's going to be challenging. Yeah, for this hill climb event, also we've made it to where you don't have to have an extended bike to race. So we're trying to bring in all the local pros that, you know, maybe have never raced a hill climb event, but they're local professional motocross racers. We've made a course that should be, you know, fair for both bikes. At the end of the hill where it's real steep, you're going to want that big extended bike. But at the bottom of the hill where it's kind of jumpy, the standard shorter, you know, motocross traditional bikes, they might have a small advantage. So it's going to be interesting. We're kind of blending two sports here this weekend.
Just how big is motocross around Douglas County?
I mean, it's pretty big. There's a lot of people that ride, a lot of people that enjoy riding dirt bikes. So there just isn't that many places to ride out here. And that's another thing is we're working with the Umpqua Land Trail Riders Association for this event too. And they're a nonprofit that's out here trying to make an OHV trail in Douglas County. And so they're supporting this event. And, you know, if you guys come out here and you're looking to have a place to ride your dirt bikes out in Douglas County, talk to these guys. They're doing whatever they can to open up some land that's legal and safe to ride here in Douglas County.
I understand you've got some live music at this, too.
Yeah, we have the Athearchists coming out. They're a metal band. They were on Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. They actually formed a band with Rob Dyrdek at one point. I think it was called the Bleeding Frogs. They're awesome guys. Super fun to be around. Great energy. And, yeah, we're pumped to have them back this year.
So if people want to check this out, talk about maybe your website or what they need to know if they're interested in coming out.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in coming out, go to bighilljam.com. It's kind of got a breakdown of everything that's going on. We're sold out of all of our camping and RV passes, I believe, but we still have a few passes, you know, day passes up for grabs. So check it out. We're expected to probably, you know, sell out of what we put up here in the next day or two. So if you just tried to come down and wing it and come down, there's a chance you may get turned away because we're getting close to those numbers.
So they really need to check out the website and get connected in that way first, it sounds like.
Yeah, go to bighilljam.com, check it out. Go to YouTube, type in Big Hill Jam, see what we did last year, and that'll give you a pretty good indication of what's going to be happening this year. Just going to be in a little bit. We've changed the format a little bit to bring everything in for the spectators. So everything will be kind of in the more open zone, so it'll be spectator-friendly and everybody can see.
All right, Big Hill Jam 2021, and which days is it happening?
This is happening Saturday and Sunday, so July 31st and August 1st.
All right, Josh Hill, that is Big Hill Jam 2021. Thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us. And also, just wanted to give one more shout-out to the local businesses that helped us out, Smiles Cannabis, and then also Southern One A1 Rental.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, they really helped out.
Perfect. Josh Hill, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
8:40, Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQE and a presentation at Garrettson Building Supply.